Ethiopia and Somaliland has been in good relations since 1991. And Ethiopia is a huge economy, one of the fast-growing ones in Horn of Africa and in Africa. It's landlocked, and it has a huge population. So Somaliland has been trying to access that economy. But this deal seems unexpected to many observers in here, because the attempt by Somaliland to convince Ethiopia to use its ports is not news, but to grant military peace to Ethiopia, a powerful neighbor, is not something that was in discussion. So it's quite new to Somalilanders.
And how is that seen locally? What is the reaction of the population, the elites, the politicians?
There's a mixed reaction. The pro-government supporters, of course, welcomed it, and there has been some protests organized by the government to support the deal, but there were also other protests that took place in many cities in Somaliland. Latest happened in Porama, which stood against the deal. The Minister of Defense resigned from the government in protest of the deal. The opposition parties, particularly the main opposition party, also expressed a caution. So there has been a mix of reaction with very strong views against it, and government supporters trying to explain why the deal is good for Somaliland.
And do you think this deal will be implemented?
This deal will face a lot of challenges. First, it will face challenges from the government of Somalia, which will use its diplomatic relations, of course, to pressure Ethiopia to withdraw from the deal. But also there will be some internal challenges. The people who are not happy with this deal, for various reasons, will try to stop it. The opposition demanded the president to table the deal to the parliament. They wanted the deal to be transparent and the parliament to be able to scrutinize and approve it if it is acceptable, and reject it if it is not acceptable. So the government of Somaliland will have a lot of convincing to do to convince many people, including the opposition, that this deal is good for Somaliland.
And the Somali government nullified the deal. It argues it's illegal, and it considered Somaliland as part of Somalia. You are a lawyer. Do you think they are right or wrong?
This is very interesting. Why? This issue is very common in unrecognized states. In 1991, the government of Somalia has lost the effective control over the territory of Somalia. That's when Somalia declared independence from Somalia. But under international system, Somalia is a recognized state. So the entire international community still holds Somalia as a legitimate government. Nonetheless, Somaliland is the one that has effective control, which means what happens internally in Somaliland is controlled by the government of Somaliland. And that challenge, where you have the government with the recognition, with international legitimacy there, contesting the legality of the government that has the effective control of Somaliland in this case, but doesn't have the recognition. And that's where the contestation is taking place.